I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The USDA plans to finalize its hemp regulations sometime this fall. That may not be soon enough for many farmers and retailers who are struggling to make plans for next year's crops and producers who are reportedly turned down by credit card companies and banks. Farmers have been hungry for guidance, but the USDA has been cautious about propping up the new industry, citing a need to slow walk regulations that account for a range of issues like oversupply. Agriculture Undersecretary Gray Ibach told the Senate panel recently that USDA wants to give growers research-based guidance on growing hemp, but so far there has been
very little research at this point.
When asked about helping farmers predict the value of a hemp crop compared to another, such as corn or wheat,
we really don't have good information there either.
And he says proposed rules for production of hemp are not fully formed and are circulating right now between several agencies.
We are unable to comment on the specifics of the rule at this time as it is under interagency review.
Colorado, on the forefront of the hemp revolution, has created the Colorado Hemp Advancement and Management Plan, or CHAMP. The plan has partnered the Colorado Department of Agriculture with state, local, and tribal agencies and industry experts. The partners are working to advance knowledge in hemp cultivation, testing, research, processing, and also finding best use practices for finance and economics. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.